Welcome to Educate and Rejuvenate the Podcast, the show that helps you teach and live well. I'm Kelsey Sorensen, a former classroom teacher, current homeschool mom, and a proud Teacher Goals author. I'm on a mission to help educators of all kinds not just survive, but thrive. Are you ready to educate and rejuvenate? Let's go.
All right. Hello. I'm so thrilled that we are here today. Let's see. Do we think this is the best? This is the first one I've done with three people, so that's probably the best layout. Yeah, you two are too small there. Should have figured that out before. All right, here we go. Oh my god, the three little boxes. It's totally fine. All right, I am so thrilled to be here today with Erica Terry and Linnea Laws, who are the authors of Teaching in Sync, this incredible book that they published with Teacher Goals. So would you two love to introduce yourselves and a little bit about your book and why you wrote it?
Yes, go ahead, Lanae. Kick us off. Okay.
I said your name wrong. I'm so sorry.
No problem. I am used to it. It is quite fine. So, hi, everyone. I am Lanae Laws, co-author of Teaching in Sync. And hopefully, throughout the interview, you'll find out why we decided to co-author this book that we are very excited about and felt like it was needed in public education, not just public education, but education in general.
Yes. 100%.
Yes.
Well, because I feel like education, any type of education, because my husband and I, we homeschool our kids together now, and so we're co-teachers. And so
yeah, exactly. Love it.
Yes, I love that as well. I'm like, okay, maybe we need to come out with a homeschool teaching and education.
That would be so fun.
Yes. And so, hello, everyone. I am Erica Terry. Super excited to be here with you guys today and be on the other side of the mic. Not only am I the author of Teaching in Sync, but I formerly was the host of the Teacher Goals podcast. So yes. I'm in the other seat now. This is like my first podcast in over a year. So super excited to be here today.
You're back and you're in the hot seat today.
Yes.
Together. and I'm so thrilled. I'm so thrilled that you're here, and I'm thrilled that you are going to be doing a live session at the Educate and Rejuvenate event. We've got you on the schedule, and we'll chat a little bit more about that after to make sure like we're all clear on that too. But I am so thrilled to have you two as part of the event, because I feel like every teacher, whether or not there might be some teachers who are like, oh, well, this isn't me, I don't have a co-teacher, but I feel like so much of it is relevant, no matter whether you are like traditionally co-teaching or you're just working with a teacher team. Wouldn't you agree? Like, this is applicable to everyone.
Yes. And with our presentation, we've incorporated like AI throughout the process of co-planning, differentiation, and those are things that happen in every single classroom, whether it's co-taught, inclusive, or, you know, just your regular everyday classroom, you still are going to have to do lesson plans, and you're still going to have to differentiate instruction to meet the needs of all students. And our presentation is going to show you how to do that very quickly using ChatGPT. So we're excited.
And I'm so thrilled that there's the ChatGPT component, because I can't tell you how many teachers in our community are like, I want to learn how to use ChatGPT more efficiently so I can save time planning. And like, so this is perfect. And the other thing that I love about, I mean, just look at the cover of this book. Like, what does this remind you of?
Like, it's retro.
I love it. I'm like, I look at this and I'm like, this takes me to back in the day with our cassette tapes and like the, I mean, even in sync, right? Kind of like the in sync vibe. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was intentional, right?
Of course.
Very intentional. For those of you that have not read Teaching in Sync yet, if you love the boy band NSYNC, then you are going to absolutely love Love this book because it has that 90s vibe and NSYNC is just weave throughout. So yes, it's super fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like so many of us, we love the nostalgia of the 90s vibe. And so like when you can get that with your PD, with your teacher reading that you're doing, like just makes it more fun, all the throwbacks that we get.
Definitely. But I think also to not only just give that vibe, it's an opportunity for us to treat the teachers and for the teachers to see themselves as the rock stars, like as in the reference of the group. Because, you know, oftentimes teachers feel like that they're not seen and celebrated. So we try to talk about you are seen, you are the star, you're being celebrated, and let us help you do that even better.
Yes, yes. It's so like just so much goodness we're going to be talking about here with Teaching in Sync. It's not just about those 90s vibes. It is about everything that you can do to be more in sync with your teaching. So your book is not just creative, like we talked about. It's very practical. So what inspired you to bring that in sync style energy, specifically talking about co-teaching?
So I guess I'll answer that because it was originally my idea and it all came from, so at the time that I had the idea, I was a trainer. So I would do like go around the state doing co-teaching training. And the analogy that we used all the time was co-teaching is like a marriage. And it would just like burn me up. I have been married almost 20 years and I'm like, co-teaching is a lot of things, but a marriage, it is not. And so I was on a mission to like just get rid of that analogy and replace it with something that, you know, was fun. And so when I was thinking about it, I'm like, co-teaching is like bringing, you know, two people or more together, like you would do in a band. Everyone has their own unique gifts, their own talent. You have to bring it all together and make sure that it is in sync in order for it to work. And so it was all about just flipping that co-teaching is a marriage. We started saying bye, bye, bye. It was like bye, bye, bye to co-teaching is a marriage. And from there, the idea just went like all the way.
I love that you're like, no, this is not a marriage. Like, I've been married for all this time. Like, co-teaching is different. Like, it's more about the talents that we bring together. And, you know, you can play off each other, like in a band, right? You're in that boy band. And I just love that. And actually, I'm seeing now we have some awesome comments here. We have Margaret, loves all of our energy. We got Allison here. We got DeToya here. We got Latrice. We got Linda. We got Christine. Thank you all for joining us here live in the studio. I do love doing these podcasts live. I got thrown off a little bit at the beginning of this live because we spent like 10 minutes troubleshooting my sound and we didn't get to do our normal chat before. So thank you all for your patience. But we are so thrilled that you're here. Now, I need to remind everybody to make sure that as you're here, those who are here live in the studio, if you have any questions for Erica or Lene while we are live, please put them in the chat and I can bring them up onto the screen. And we can take, I mean, if you two are fine with audience questions, does that sound good?
Absolutely. Because
we have had that at some of the past ones where some great questions come in and sometimes we prioritize those even over the outline. We'll just kind of feel it out and see where we go. So if you have any questions about co-teaching, working with other teachers, how to switch from like seeing it as a marriage to the like, boy band vibe, and all of us bringing in our talents and gifts together and taking the best of all of it. And we all have different strengths, right? Which I think we bring to the table and it allows us to highlight what our different strengths are. So Mm-hmm. While we wait for those different questions to come in, and again, every comment on this live is a entry into the Starbucks gift card giveaway. So comment, tag your friends. We'd love to see all of you here in the chat. Let's talk about the biggest code teaching myths that you love to bust in your book. So maybe each of you could share at least one that you would love to share with everybody here today. Who would like to go first?
I'll go. So I think Erica discussed the biggest one, that the co-teaching is not a marriage. But I would like to say the next one that probably bothers me is that there is another teacher in the room to help me as my assistant. No. No.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
That is a good one.
I mean, I think we're all laughing because we're like, yeah, that makes sense. But I do think that sometimes, like, it's too common for us to be like, oh, somebody else can help me. They can take the load off. But really, that's not it, right? Like, no. If we're both thinking that about each other, then, like, ooh, like, we're going to be in trouble, right?
Definitely.
To even take that to another level or another thought that many people have, it's like my students, your students, you know, like the special ed students are your students, everybody else is my student, and somehow, you know, we're supposed to make this work, and you have to change that language from yours and mine to really being ours. Like every student in this room is our student.
I love that. Yeah. That's like a very important mindset shift. And that actually came up a lot yesterday. I interviewed Rebecca Poe about Blueprint for Inclusion, and people were bringing up in the chat about like, oh, people see like me as just like an assistant, as like the special ed teacher. And it's like, no, like, so it's so important that we see our colleagues as we are, you know, here to support each other, but it's a mutual thing. We are all taking, if everybody's taking ownership of their part, then we can like do so much more together.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. Yeah. Go ahead, Erica.
No, I was just saying, like, I totally agree. And like, even thinking about our analogy, like, you might be an alto, I might be a soprano, but until we sing and we harmonize together, like, the song just isn't going to be as good individually. So just bringing all of those pieces together and really treating every student like you belong, you matter, and we're going to make sure that you achieve success. I think that makes all of the difference in the world.
Yeah, I think that's a great analogy. I mean, I was a choir girl, and like, you need to also be able to communicate and be like, oh, who's doing which part, right? Because like, there were times where it's like, oh, like, I'm doing first soprano, and like, we both think we're doing first soprano, or it's like, oh, we need somebody on second, we need someone on alto. Like, so there's that communication piece of like, okay, who's doing what part? And is somebody overpowering the other person? Do you, somebody need to pull back? Someone need to come forward a little more so it can be just right? I think that's a good analogy.
Yes, or have someone that's totally tone deaf like me.
You said,
and you have to say, like, hey, maybe you're better suited over here.
Well, and that's the thing, we all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses, every single one of us. And so when we come together, it's like, oh, there'll be someone who's like, oh, I got that part. You can maybe you play this instrument really well, you know.
The key right there, and that's the benefit of having two teachers in the classroom, because they should be playing to each other's strengths.
And how do you, like, when, let's say you had a brand new, we have two co-teachers who are going to be teaching together for the first time, what would be like your first bit of advice that you'd give them as they start that, like, if they want to be like that band or where they're able to work together, how would you communicate those strengths and weaknesses as you're just getting started?
We're both laughing because we opened up.
Well, I am big on collaboration.
Yes. And we opened the book.
Didn't hear you, Erica. What did you say?
Oh, I was saying we opened the book answering that question and really talking about the like starting by building your relationship first. And when we say, you know, building your relationship, it's not just, you know, your teacher or school relationship. Like really establishing a relationship outside of that. And Lene came up with this wonderful framework called BS before talk. And so really spending, like when you have co-planning or, you know, time together, spending those first 5 to 10 minutes, we call it BSing, but it's really getting to know each other outside of school. Like, what did you do this weekend? You know, what's going on with the kids? Like really building that personal relationship. And when you do that, it strengthens the professional relationship.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have something to add, Lene? I couldn't tell if you were about to. I haven't interviewed two people as often.
Exactly everything that Erica said. It's okay. But I totally agree with everything Erica said, of course. And trying to be cutesy with the BSN reference, but it's definitely true. You know, as teachers, it's important for us to build rapport with the students. Why wouldn't we think that it's important for us to build rapport and get to know our coworkers? So that is oftentimes a step that is missed that we also talk about in the book, because you show up to school, they give you your schedule, and you find out, oh, hey, you're going to have a co-teacher. And you might not know that person. So you need to start at ground one. Let's build that relationship so then that we will be able to successfully collaborate together in the classroom. So yeah.
Yes, and I think that's so important because really we're human first, we're teacher second, right? Or like, you know, whatever on the list, like maybe we're parent second, you know, like you know, all the different roles we have. But before we're any of those roles, we're just ourselves, right? And we want to be known, like it's natural that we want to be known and seen and connect as ourselves in addition to our role as a teacher or a co-teacher. So it makes sense that we connect first at that human level, get to know the person. Some of those strengths and weaknesses will reveal itself just as you get to know somebody as an individual, because those strengths that you learn about, like, oh, I was doing this weekend or whatever, like, oh, how can we bring that into the classroom or into our lesson? Or, oh, that's something I'm not good at. I love that you do that because that complements me. And that's a great way for you to get to know each other and how you can work together in a more organic way. That's the word I was looking for. Organic. I'm like, what word am I looking for? do they have a session at Educate and Rejuvenate? Yes, they do. If you were looking for it, because I know some of you already have access or you have platinum or whatever, it's not there yet because they are doing theirs live, which is going to be so, right. Were you planning on the live session? We're going to talk after, but they are doing their session. And that we're just kind of doing a pre-conversation here on the podcast, but yes, you are going to hear all from them, Educate and Rejuvenate. Oh, and Allison has a good question. I think this is in reference to when we were talking about connecting with the, what if that doesn't work or go well? Is that Allison about what we were talking about with like chatting with them on a personal level? Or do either of you know what that might be? Yes. Okay. So if that doesn't go well, you feel like you don't click, but you were assigned together. That's a good question.
And I mean, that is an honest, especially I was high school. So, you know, you would have multiple preps. You might be working with 2 or 3 different people every day. And so you're not going to deal with everyone. And so I think especially in those moments where, you know, like the vibe just is not there, you know, several things. Number one, really acknowledging and taking time to figure out each other's strengths. Like, okay, we have to make this work. And so let's look at what, you know, here's what I feel like I bring to the table, what I'm very good at. Let's see how we can bring our strengths together and really, you know, utilize that to make this classroom a success for all parties involved, students and both of us, because no one wants to take home that stress. None of us got into education to fail. Like, we want to help our students be successful. And so together, we have to figure out how we're going to do that. And I'll just give a quick, and sometimes, I mean, you know, sometimes you just got to do it. Like, because, and I'll give an example, like, you have to say, you know what, we are going to make this work. I had a co-teacher, y'all know, like, football coaches, they love to bring them in. And to, you know, the football coach is always the special ed co-teacher. And sometimes that coach is more focused on coaching than the classroom. Like, so one thing you're going to get from me is real talk. So in this experience, I had one of those coach classroom teachers. And, you know, it really was me like, okay, well, you love sports. We are teaching biology. Let's come up with some examples, some analogies around sports so that you can bring in your strengths. We still can help all students learn. And in the process, we ended up making it more fun because, like, once he got engaged, like, he was a fun guy, like, you know. And so really, you know, using sports, that turned into finding analogies around movies, TV shows, but really bringing that real world experience into the classroom, then aligning that with my co-teacher's strengths so that I could get him engaged in the classroom. And so sometimes it does take a little bit extra on your part. And that was way before the AI days. I feel like with AI now, it wouldn't take as much for you to figure that out. We'll talk about that in the session.
Oh, I was so excited for that in your session. And I love what you shared too, because sometimes, like, that is the reality. Like, sometimes you gel with someone right away and you're like, this is going to be an awesome year. I can't wait to work with this person. Like, you just feel it. Other times you might not right away. And maybe it's just an off day for one or both of you. Maybe there is just more to, like, it's going to take more time to connect because you have less in common. But usually you can, like you mentioned, like, you're all there for the students. You have at least that as a shared goal, and you can work from there and find what their interests are. And yes, you're going to have so many tips at your session too. That was a great question, Allison. Great answer, Erica. Vanessa said it would be so hard to teach with someone I didn't have a relationship with. Yes, and that's why we are talking about that. Building relationships. Let's see. Angela says, I have a SPED teacher and a teacher's aide at different times in my class. They are adults in the room and our kids respect them as such. I'm the lead teacher, but I depend on them to balance me. We supplement and complement each other. Yes.
Yes.
See, and that's yes. The way to look at it. 100%. Yes, we see. Work it out. You're professionals. We have to be successful.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Heavy on the professionals, and we need to work it out because we expect for children to conduct themselves properly, right? We expect for them to resolve their issues, or we support them in resolving their issues when they don't get along. So how would that be as teachers if we couldn't be professional and work it out? I mean, that's not being a good example. So yeah, as Erica was mentioning, it's important to be like, hey, let's get on the same page here. We might not like it, but we have something to do. We're both here to teach children. So how we're gonna do this? Because no one wants to be stressed, and we want the students to win. So let's make that happen. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. And then you mentioned that AI makes that even easier somehow. I'm very intrigued by that. Like, you, how to use ChatGPT to save, like you said, to save time and plan more effectively. But Erica, you were also saying that it was to make this process easier of finding like how to connect with the co-teacher. Can you explain that?
Sure. I mean, I can't speak for you guys, but me and my chat are like best friends at this point. Like, I literally, if I was in this situation, I would pull up my chat and just be like, look, this is what's going on. Give me some suggestions for how I can address it in a way that is professional, but also helps us to reach our goal of meeting the needs of all students. Like, you know, and really like just talking through, you know, it's almost like a little free therapist. Like, I don't want to say, you know, don't be out here canceling your therapy appointment.
No,
but it can be a good when you need to figure something out, like, I mean, it's been times where I've been like, listen, I need to have a hard conversation. I don't know exactly how to approach it. So help me, like, it's like your thought partner, like, help me, you know, really figure out how can I approach this topic in a way where it doesn't come across offensive. But at the same time, it helps us to move forward. And, you know, also your chat remembers everything you put in it now. So you really can be like, okay, this is what's going on, but help me see, like, where am I, you know, where do I need to improve in this situation? Because it's never always the other person. And so there are, so yeah, it's so many ways. Now, for those of you, if you're not using your ChatGPT, like,
But I think it's so important what you added about asking it what you can do, because I love my ChatGPT. And it's also very good at validating you and being like, oh, yes, what you said is great. So I like to ask ChatGPT, no, challenge me. Help me see my blind spots. So I love that you mentioned that too, because it'll do that if you ask it to.
Yes, it will. But be ready. Be ready, because it will not hold back. So be ready to receive what, you know, what your chat is telling you.
Yes. Okay. So we've got some comments about ChatGPT. We have, I love ChatGPT. It's awesome. We have, yes, I'm going to use ChatGPT more. Magic School AI helps write IEP goals. Amazing. So many great AI tools. And then we have, what is ChatGPT? I've never heard of it before. So we've got a range here. So, I mean, would either of you love to answer that question? What is ChatGPT that we're all loving over here?
You want me to say it? I'll go ahead.
I would say that ChatGPT is AI, artificial intelligence. It is a tool that you can use to assist you with anything from improving your communication to help make it clear, assisting you with organization, or as was mentioned, helping you to identify blind spots. But it also helps you to do things faster. So keeping it in the mind of school, for example, you're co-teaching with someone, you all have a lesson plan, and you have several different abilities in the classroom. So take that lesson plan, put it in the ChatGPT, and ask it to create differentiated activities. Or use the student's data and ask it to differentiate activities based on those levels. So that is what ChatGPT is. It's AI that is used to just aid you in doing things faster, more proficient, and saves you time ultimately.
Yes. Yes, it is a huge time saver. Erica, you seem like you were about to add something, so I'll let you do that.
Oh no, she hit the ball out the park. And that's what we're going to, like, at our session. We're literally like, come to the session with your lesson plan pulled up. Like, we're literally going to take a lesson plan and use ChatGPT to really do the co-planning for us so that when you show up at your co-planning meetings, when you do the pre-work, then your meeting becomes let's look at these options and choose the best one for our students and help us reach our goals for this classroom, rather than spending time figuring out, you know, activities or how to differentiate. Like, let's, you know, here are some options and let's use our co-planning time wisely, work smarter, not harder. And, yes, you know, AI definitely allows you to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I heard recently when it comes to, well, just like work in general, but also with using AI is, like, there are certain things that we do want to be able to spend our time with, like, you know, the brainstorming, the human connection, a lot of those things that we want to still do, but giving maybe like 80, like if we could figure out like 80% of our tasks, like how, and not all like 80% of our tasks, but like, what is the most important thing? Like this 20%, it has to like all come from me, but like, what about like the stuff that like just takes a really long time, but that I could use AI to cut it by like 80%. Right? Like that is what we're going for. And it's to help us to connect more. Like, so I know there are some fear of AI. It's like taking away the human connection, but the way I see it is that it is helping us to utilize that time that we have to connect even more, to do the things that must be human. I don't know. What would you think about that? Either of you, or who wants to go first?
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. Like in no way are we saying because we have AI or because we have ChatGPT, we no longer need to co-plan together. Like, no, that you still need to co-plan. You still need to, you know, but now, like if you have, you know, 50-minute co-planning period, rather than spending 30 minutes trying to figure out what we're going to do, we can do that part in 3 minutes with ChatGPT, and we'll spend the rest of our time really doing the things that matter, talking about our students, looking at the data, looking at, you know, what we've done in the last few weeks. Do we need to reteach? Like identifying how we can meet the needs of all students. And so I feel like ChatGPT helps us figure out, okay, what are we going to do? But it still takes your brilliant educator mind to know like what's going to work best for your students in your classroom.
Yes, absolutely. It's working smarter, not harder, right? So you can use that time to really connect on what matters most. It's using that time most efficiently, because if you have that same 50 minutes either way, and you're able to shorten like one of the things that might usually suck up the entire time, suddenly it opens so much more time to one, even connect with your co-teacher and like, and to figure out how you're going to connect with the students. Like it just gives you back so much opportunity to like make the best of that co-teaching relationship and how you're going to help the students.
Yes.
ChatGPT can give you a total different perspective on things. It's great for lesson planning. Yes. Charity says, start teaching 2 weeks of summer school on Monday. Maybe I should investigate this. Yes, you could definitely look at ChatGPT. You can make a free account. Like, just Google ChatGPT, make an account, start playing with it, and then make sure that you watch Erica and Lene's session. I know, Charity, you mentioned you won't be there live, but again, it'll be in the app for you after. All of these, even the live sessions, will become a replay for everyone after. So if you can't join their session time live, you can still watch it after, and it's going to be amazing. And you can always reach out to, like, if you have any questions after, like, both of you could share, like, your Instagram or wherever they could reach out to connect with you and learn more about your work as well. So, Margaret needs to make an account as well. Yes, do it. If you have not made a ChatGPT account yet, it is time, my friend. Take this as your sign to create that account, because the sooner you just start playing with it, like, you'll learn more about its capabilities. You'll see, it'll start learning. Like you mentioned, the memory, like, it remembers things. So the sooner you can start using it, the sooner it'll know what you do, what you need from it, and to be able to work even better.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else? So we talked about how to use ChatGPT to save time and plan more effectively. You'll be talking a lot about that at your session as well. But is there anything else you wanted to share today about ChatGPT before we move on?
I would say I have another session as well. It's a pre-recorded one where where I've used ChatGPT again, and this time it's to help those educators that want to like start their own business, really walking you through how to use ChatGPT to figure out like what's your area of expertise, what can you really start a business on where you're empowering other educators, or maybe you have, you know, an outside interest that would make a great business. And so that is in there as well. And it also walks you through, once again, using ChatGPT to figure out like what's your next step if that's something you want to do. So, you know, you can use it for, like Lene, you know, described, ChatGPT, you can use for everything, y'all. I need to lose
everything
pounds, and I'm like, I need to get on ChatGPT to come up with a health plan, you know, like,
everything. Like my meal plan, but help me with my meal prep or my grocery list. It'll help me with anything.
Yes.
Or like, here's what I have. What can I make with these ingredients? Like, seriously, like, you can like... Yeah, it's pretty fun. Somebody told me lately they even had like a ChatGPT that was doing like palm readings and stuff. Like, I mean, it's wild. Like you would upload a photo, and then
that
like,
is like, interesting.
GPT that was like trained in palm reading, like.
Wow.
Yes, I haven't heard that one. Now I have heard of people taking the picture of like what's in your refrigerator or what's in your pantry.
Yeah.
And ChatGPT will tell you like, here's a dinner you can make with those ingredients, or you know, yeah. I have heard of that, but the palm reading, I haven't heard of that one at all.
That's another level.
One of my friends was telling me about that. I'm like, that is super interesting. Like, I haven't done it, but I'm intrigued. Maybe I should find it. Just see what it has to say. And they'll be like, either I like that or I don't. Like, take it or leave it. Oh, man. So with everything we've been talking about, what is a mindset shift that you think makes the biggest difference for co-teachers?
So I think there's a couple of mind shifts that needs to happen, with the major one being that you see yourselves as equal with complementary strengths. That's very important because, as mentioned earlier, it's not your students and these are my students, it's our students, but also it's important that both teachers in the classroom be able to feel empowered. And when that happens, that's when we talk about the magic. It begins to take place when both adults can have that empowerment.
Yes, I would add to that, the mindset shift that, and I would say this, like, so me and Lene's relationship, like, we've worked together in the past. She's the special ed expert. I was the general ed one. And so a lot of times as the general ed teacher in this co-teaching relationship, you often approach it like you just have to be all the things, know all the things, do all the things. And so really shifting that mindset from, I have to do this, this is my classroom, when a test, you know, scores come back, it's gonna be against me, like, you know, all of that, everything is on me, with, you know, when you start to do that, then you start to feel pressure, you start to feel overwhelmed, you start to get, you know, stressed out. And of course, we don't want that. So shifting your mindset to be like, I have to do all of this, to really being, okay, here is the plate. Here are all the things on the plate. between me, you, and AI, me, you, and ChatGPT, we are going to, you know, get these things off the plate so that my role becomes one that, you know, I love, I value, I'm excited to go to school each day. I'm excited about the contribution that I get to make, and I get to enjoy my life while still making that contribution. Like, you know, not being so overwhelmed where I'm always working, always, you know, really utilizing these tools and utilizing each other so that you can enjoy your life while still doing what you love and making a positive impact in the lives of others.
Yeah. I just like applaud that. I feel like that is what we're all coming together to try to help everyone with at this event, is to like enjoy teaching, feel empowered in our teaching, make a difference in students' lives, but also like enjoy our lives outside of it, save time, be efficient, work smarter, not harder, so we can also like enjoy our relationships and our time and the things we love doing outside of teaching as well. So all these tips and strategies that you two will be sharing during this event are really such a big part of what's going to help our attendees do that. So I really appreciate you both sharing your expertise, both here today and during the event next week, which I cannot believe is next week. But before we talk a little more about the event, I'm like, how are we going to even get through all these questions? We're like, we just have so much to say, don't we? Let's have you, do either of you have a time you want to talk about where things weren't in sync and what you did about it? Because I feel like a lot of the questions that were even in the chat were like, what about when it's not good? Like, how did you turn it around?
I will think for me, I am a true believer in, you might have heard something called crucial conversations. So we kind of mentioned it earlier, like, let's just be honest and let's hash this thing out. It's not working. I have actually had to tell a teacher personally before, like, I am not here as your assistant. I am here for us to work together and be collaborative. So let's take a moment and figure out how we're going to do this, because no one wants to suffer through the school year. I'm not your enemy, and we're here to help the kids. So let's figure out how we can do this in this same space and everyone's happy. So yeah, those things definitely weren't in sync, but I think if you're just honest and you show your intentions, more often than not, things do sort themselves out. Yeah.
Yeah, I love and donuts and coffee.
Yes, and that's what I was gonna say. And donuts and coffee help too. So when you're gonna have that crucial conversation, you know, bring in some donuts, bring in a couple cups, you know,
I can't coffee, have coffee for you. Let's chat for a sec.
Let's chat. Let's have this conversation. I agree. And then, I mean, the other part, even looking at it, like, you know, doing consulting work, coming in schools, coaching, like sometimes you do, if it gets to that level, which, you know, unfortunately, it, you know, sometimes the negativity in the classroom becomes overbearing, like never be afraid to ask for help. Like I've had to come in to schools as a third, like a neutral third party, and really, you know, work with coaching teachers to develop and grow that relationship that allows both of them to soar and be successful in the classroom. And so I would say, if you've tried the things that we've talked about and it's not working, like, then it's time to ask for help. Like, you have to advocate for what you need to be successful. Like, and so advocate for yourself. Don't be afraid to speak up and say, hey, we need some help in here because this is not working. And ultimately, the, like, it's going to have a, you know, worse impact on the kids, on the students, than it will even on you. And so definitely.
We have to think about that too.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yes, I think it's so important, whether it's like having a conversation with that co-teacher or you need to talk to your admin or whoever it is, it's important to not be afraid to have conversations that need to be had and know that you can have those conversations without being degrading or demeaning to anyone, especially when, like, I mean, that book, Crucial Conversations, I mean, it'll walk you right through it. And I have a podcast episode that really kind of goes over that too, if anybody wants it, but like, that is going to help you to have a conversation where we think we like can't have a relationship and tell the truth. That's the big thing they talk about at the beginning of the book. But really, you can have both. It's just how you go about it. You don't go and be like, you're so terrible. Like, why do you always do this? Like, it's the way you can, it's the way we go about it, right?
Yeah. The delivery of it. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
And I would just love to hear a little more about how co-writing your book was, because, you know, I wrote a book with Teacher Goals as well, but I wrote it just me. So I'm so curious about the co-writing experience and how that was for the two of you. For those of you who tuned in, because we've had quite a few of you tune in since we started, Erica and Lene wrote this amazing book here. It's called Teaching in Sync. It has a fun 90s vibe, and it's all about co-teaching, saving time, and all of that. So, but they wrote it together. So I'd love to hear about that process.
Well, welcome in everyone that just joined. I think I will say it wasn't interesting because, as Erica shared, her and I have worked together before. And so we kind of know each other's styles, but with writing, it was even still a little different. So there were times that we came together, right? We talked and we planned, and then there was other times when it was just like, yeah, I have something, I can't talk to you right now. And then we go write and process, like that part that when I came up with the BS, and we both knew that something wasn't quite right that we were missing, and it was just like, okay, everybody go to their corners, we'll talk later. And then that's what it came about. So the process was really unique, but it fit our personalities, and it's that true thing of what I was saying, when you let everybody shine and live up to their strengths, that's exactly what happened. That's how I got involved, and thank you to Erica for thinking of me to be that special ed expert, because it was her idea. She was writing this book and she was like, wait, how am I going to write this and I don't have a special ed expert? So she opened up and allowed someone to come in be that partner and collaborate with her. So it was a really great experience in that. Erica?
Yeah, and I mean, you summed it up really well, but I will say, I mean, it was just like, you know, co-teaching in the classroom and realizing like you can't do it all on your own. And it's, you know, as I was writing, because I already had the, you know, the deal, as we say, with Teacher Goals. And as I was writing, I'm just like, this, like, if I truly want to impact the lives of all educators, then I need to bring someone in that has special ed experience, because they understand what it means and how it feels to be the special ed partner in this relationship. Whereas, you know, I'm looking at it from the lens of the general education teacher and really giving my opinion about what a special ed teacher may feel or think. And so, you know, like, I was like, hey guys, we need to add someone. I have the perfect person in mind. We've worked together in the past. And she was willing to come on and really bring in that special ed layer. You know, so now it is like truly one book that both co-teachers can read together and implement the strategy together, because every single strategy has the general ed lens and the special ed lens. And, you know, we really were able to weave it and harmonize together and bring in that 90s vibe and feel. And so it's really a fun.
Well, what I love is that you're talking about like how you wrote this book together. And as you're explaining it, I see how it even ties in with what you're teaching. So how appropriate is it that you both brought in your unique perspective, your unique strength, you weaved it together. Like, I mean, it just makes sense. The book that's co-taught about co-teaching was co-written. Like, so I love it. So it's such a great book, such a great resource for anybody who, I mean, if you're co-teaching especially, but honestly, that's like all of us, right? Like you're working with the special ed teachers and gen ed teacher, you're working with your teacher team, like we're all co-teaching in some way. So I highly recommend that you grab a copy of Teaching in Sync. You can grab it on Amazon or Target or Barnes & Noble online, anywhere you get your awesome Teacher Goals books. You got to grab a copy of that one too. Just so many good Teacher Goals books, right? So, and then also we would love for you all to attend their session at Educate and Rejuvenate. And you're talking all about AI-powered co-teaching. What can they expect when they come to your session?
Oh, how do we put it? Like a, you know, like I said, like I said earlier, come with your lesson plan put up. And we are going to, I'm glad that we got to see that we have a wide range. Like some people have not even created their ChatGPT account. That's going to make me go back and just add some beginner to the presentation. But I would say if you're planning to attend live or even watching the replay, go to ChatGPT.com, create a free account. You know, have your lesson plan where you can easily access it and just come ready to work. Like this is more of a work session, not a sit and get. We love the live vibe. You know, we're going to be asking for feedback from, you know, in a chat and everything. So definitely come ready to work. And you know, really transform your co-planning, your differentiation, and your co-teaching relationship using AI. So, you know, we're super excited.
I am so thrilled. Like, you all gotta attend this session. Lene, what were you gonna ask?
And of course, we're gonna be playing some 90s music, so it's gonna be
you gotta come. You've got to come. Like, I mean, that's reason enough, right? So as I've been telling everyone, like even like your individual session, each of these sessions is worth like paying the $5 to come to the event. Like if they only came to your session and they came, and again, you said it's not just to sit and get, it's like they're coming, they're getting something done like together. It's going to be well worth it. So we would love for you to join us at our event. What we do is we blend all the tactical strategies that you want to learn with tips to help you rejuvenate and yoga and comedy, because we want to fill your cup this summer, but also give you things that make you excited to go back in the fall. So we're so thrilled that you two joined us again for this event. And one thing that we've been asking everybody as we do these podcasts, and I know we're running short on time, so I'm skipping ahead a little bit, if that's okay. Is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay. We've been asking everybody to fill in their blank of I educate and fill in the blank. So what would each of you say that you do? Because again, the big thing we're emphasizing is that yes, we're teachers and we're also whole people outside of it as well.
I came ready. I don't know if y'all can see that, but I educate and travel.
Oh, I love it. Where's your next trip?
My next trip, crossing my fingers, is to South Africa, but also for anybody on here that would like to reach out to me, I actually was able to travel because I utilized my skill of teaching. And that got me to be able to live overseas for a couple of years. And of course, while I was living and teaching, when I had breaks, guess what I did? Traveled and saw the world. So, yes, I educate.
So if you're like, I want to learn how to do that, you got to go reach out to Lene, follow her. Yeah. Like all the things. Yeah. I'm like, I bet some of their ears perked up. Like, wait, I can do that. Like, that's a possibility. Like,
you can definitely do that. I would say just quickly, for instance, over a winter break, when I had time, I actually went to 5 different countries. And because of the countries that I visited, I literally did not spend over $2,000 for all 5 countries, to include my travel and my lodging and whatever I wanted to do. Yes.
Yes. That is amazing.
The teaching field has been very great to me. And of course, I love it. Oh yeah.
So you were just barely traveling too, because when we were emailing and everything, and Erica and I were like, oh, we haven't gotten a hold of Lene yet. And
because
you were traveling. Like, it all makes sense.
Yes.
I'm talking about she is not playing, exaggerate. Like, this is the co-author where I'm sending her a message, like, let's get together, because we're like, you know, both in the Atlanta area. And she's like, oh, I moved to Alaska. Like, what? Like, what?
That's amazing.
She, like, overseas in Alaska for a year. Or, you know, she's all over the world, y'all. So, how do I top that, right? How do I top my education travel?
Yeah.
So cool. We might need to chat about doing like a session about that another time. But if you
I would like to, because it's definitely rewarding to also see how things are done in educational systems. And no matter how different they are, you'll also see that students are students, kids are kids. They want to learn. They want to be nurtured and all those type of things. So definitely I would be open to that. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna have to chat about that. I love that so much. See, and it's fun. We're like here together, like actually, like it's different chatting via email, and now we're like chatting like face to face. And it's like, oh, like it's you know, to like actually get to chat with each other. So
yes.
Oh, and then Erica, did you share yours yet? We were just talking about the traveling, huh?
Oh yes, the traveling. So I can't beat the traveling, but I will say, like, I educate and I enjoy. Like, I have built a life
where I
can actually enjoy time with my daughter. You know, I enjoy what we do. Like, coming here today is like fun. Like, I have truly built a life that I enjoy, and that's what I want for every person watching, which is why like this conference is so important, because we want you to enjoy what you're doing in your life, mm-hmm. including your career. And so if you're that person watching right now and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to be back in school in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, like, if you're that oh my gosh person, we want you to come to this conference so that we can make it fun and change, like flip that from oh my gosh to like, yes, I get to go back and do this work, and I get to do it in a way where I feel rejuvenated and I enjoy my life. So I'm super excited about next week.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait for your session and to connect with everybody. We're going to have so much fun. Okay, it is time for me to pick the gift card. So what I do for this is I just kind of scroll and then I click on a name. Okay, Latrice loves ChatGPT, and that comment won her a Starbucks gift card. So Latrice, email
us. Congratulations.
At hello@educateandrejuvenate.com, and we will get that to you. And then again, everybody, we would love for you to join us at the conference so you can check out their session and all the other good stuff that's happening during the event. Go to educateandrejuvenate.com/summer2025. And also make sure to grab your copy of Teaching in Sync too.
Please do.
Okay, we'll see you all next week.
See you next week.
If you loved what you heard in this episode, don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you're listening or watching. And hey, if you're ready to take this work even deeper beyond just a podcast episode, you'll love the book that I wrote with Teacher Goals. It's called Educate and Rejuvenate, a 3-step guide to revitalize your teaching, renew your spirit, and reignite your passion for life. This isn't just a book you read, it's a whole experience. With your copy, you'll also get access to a full PDF workbook and exclusive reader-only course modules in our mobile app, designed to help you not just consume the content, but actually apply it to your life, even if you only have a few minutes at a time. So if you're ready to make Educate and Rejuvenate not just something you listen to, but a lifestyle you live and a mantra you carry with you every day, grab your copy on Amazon and head to educateandrejuvenate.com/book to claim your bonuses.